Good morning, everyone.
各位早晨。
Actually, here in Turkey, it's already 2 o'clock, 2:30 in the afternoon.
現在在土耳其咧就係下晝兩點鐘啦。
We are very happy to see you.
咁啊，見到大家好開心。
And I'm also very thankful to God for the privilege of sharing with you some important teaching of the Bible.
我都好感謝神俾我呢個福氣啦。同大家分享一啲聖經裏邊寶貴嘅説話。
But first of all, let me begin by thanking you for praying for us.
但係咧，首先我都想多謝大家咧，為我哋祈禱。
Thank you very much.
好多謝大家。
We also pray for you, and we love you very much.
我哋都有為你哋祈禱，我哋好愛你哋。
I would like to share with you something about our daily life in Turkey.
咁跟住咧，我想同大家首先分享一下我哋兩人喺土耳其嘅生活。
Now, if we did not join you on Zoom this morning, we would have had a Sunday worship between the two of us, local time Sunday morning from 10 to 11.
咁如果我哋唔係今朝早上同大家一齊聚會咧，我哋平時咧就會一樣係早上嘅十點鐘喺土耳其咧，我哋自己兩人聚會。
And we would sing songs to God.
我哋會向神唱歌。
And then we'll take turn to choose a portion of the Bible and read.
咁我哋輪流主持嘅就係揀一段聖經去誦讀。
And after scripture reading, we will discuss and meditate on the Bible.
咁讀完經之後咧，我哋就會分享交換心得。
This 1 hour of worship of God and meditation on the Bible, I can say is the best part of our life in Turkey.
咁可以講咧，就係我哋咁樣一齊去敬拜啊，同埋去分享聖經嘅説話咧，唱歌俾神聽啊，咁係我哋喺土耳其嘅生活最好嘅一部分。
Our love.Of God and our fervor does not diminish because we are just worshiping between the two of us.
我哋对神嘅爱啊，同埋火热咧，并冇因为只系得我哋两丁人咧，就因此就减弱嘅。
I say again, the time of worship of God is the best part of our life in Turkey.
我再讲多一次，我哋两个人嘅向神嘅敬拜咧，系我哋喺土耳其生活最好嘅一个时光。
And then.On a daily basis, I would start my day with prayer too.
咁喺我自己個人嘅每天嘅生活咧，我都係用禱告嚟到開始一天。
I would sit down in the quiet and repeatedly call on the sacred name of God, which is Yahweh.
我會坐低安靜，然之後重複嘅呼喚神嘅名字，就係 Yahweh。
When I finally comeBefore him, I normally will say, Yahweh, Turkey offers to you thanksgiving and worship today.
当我终于能够来到神的面前，藉着呼唤他的名字，来到他的面前之后，我就开声祷告，就是说，天父啊，土耳其献上，向你献上他的感恩。
This is a personal habit that I have.
这个是我个人的习惯。
When I was in Liverpool, among you, almost on a daily basis, I would say to God, Yahweh, Liverpool offers to you today's worship.
当我还是在利物浦的时候，我每天都是一样这样祷告，天父啊，利物浦向你献上感恩。
It's like you and I, with the use of our smartphone,And with your GPS switched on, your phone senses, or rather the satellite senses, where you are in Liverpool. So we've moved to Turkey. So I gave worship and thanks to God from Turkey.
就好似大家著咗個手機有個導航咁樣咧，嚇咁咧就即係一個比喻啦。咁我哋都嚟咗土耳其咧，好似都但一樣咧係連接得到，所以我就轉台咧就講咗土耳其向天父你獻上感恩。
I guess what I mean is, wherever a servant of God goes, there he or she calls on the name of Yahweh and representing that place to worship Yahweh.
我其實想講嘅咧，就係不論佢嘅神嘅仆人去到邊一度都好，就係我哋禱告嘅時候，就係代表緊當地嘅人民向天父、向神獻上感恩。
I would like to speak a bit about a few friends that we have made.
咁我想同大家分享一下喺呢一度我哋認識嘅幾位朋友。
When we first arrived in this small city near Istanbul.We lived in a hotel for about 11 days.
当我们初初到步伊斯坦堡以外的这个小岛上的时候，我们是在一个酒店那里落脚的。
During,
就住了
about 11 days.
大概11日。
And during that time, our focus is to ask God to find a suitable accommodation.
那我们集中的点呢，就是向天父求为我们预备一个地方居住。
So every day we would go downstairs into the restaurant, the hotel's restaurant, and have breakfast. And then we would go out to look for an apartment, a flat.
那每早上我们就落到酒店的楼下吃早餐，之后呢，我们就会出去找屋了，找屋租。
So when we enter the restaurant, we have to pass through the front desk, the reception.
咁我喺我哋入去餐厅食早餐之前咧，都要经过一个柜台嘅。
So habitually, we would say good night and to the receptionist on duty.
咁我哋习惯性咧，都向当时嘅柜台嘅服务员啦，讲声早晨啊。
In Turkish language, to say good morning is günaydın.
咁啊，土耳其话早晨咧就系 günaydın.
Now this is among the very few Turkish words that I know.
咁我只系识几个字嘅，呢个系其中一个。
But it's enough to get by, you know.
咁啊，不过都足够嘅，都足够噶啦。
günaydın.
günaydın, 早晨。
So we enter the restaurant and sit down.
所以我哋就入呢、这个。跟住就去餐厅食早餐啦。
And when the waiter, who is an elderly gentleman, when the waiter comes, we would say good night.
咁当个侍应生行过咧，我哋又同佢讲 good night， 早晨。
And when the general manager enters the restaurant, we say to him good night.
啊，当个经理咧行过咧，咁我哋又 good night。
And after some time, the chief chef from the kitchen would come out and make sure to fill up all the trays with food.
咁冇幾耐咧，或者呢個廚師又會出嚟，咁啊加餸啦咁。
And when I meet him, he's a chubby gentleman. I would say good night.
咁佢就有少少肥胖嘅。咁我見到佢嘅時候，我亦都係講 good night.
So after 11 days, the two or three receptionists at the front desk find us very easy to approach.
咁過咗幾日啊，十日之後咧，咁啊酒店嘅上上下下嘅人咧，覺得我哋好和善喎。
The general manager said he has seen many people, but you two both are very kind.
酒店經理咧就話：啊，我見過好多人啊，但係你哋兩位咧好和善喎。
One or two days before we moved out, because we found a place, we said to one female receptionist.
咁我哋終於咧就揾到個地方要搬出啦。咁啊搬出之前一兩日咧，咁啊呢個櫃台嘅服務員咧就講
，It's a female
啊，係一位女服務員。
She should be in her maybe early forties。
我猜測佢可能係40開歲啦。
And Olive asked her, "We're leaving the hotel soon."Would you like to exchange WhatsApp with us and we can be friends after we leave the hotel?
我太太咧就话，就同佢讲，啊，我哋就嚟离开酒店啦。你想唔想结诶？我哋你想唔想我哋继续联络啊？交换电话
啊 ？She was so happy.
咁佢非常开心。
So we exchanged contacts.
咁我哋交换咗电话号码啦。
After a few weeks, we phoned her to invite her to come to our home for chai, that is tea.
咁幾個星期之後咧，我哋就邀請佢過嚟我哋屋企坐飲杯茶啦。
Not only she came, the general manager came along.
啊，唔單止佢一個人嚟喎，嗰位酒店經理咧跟埋嚟喎。
Actually, the manager arrived late.
其實咧，酒店經理咧就係遲一步到嘅。
The woman, the young the receptionist said to us, in the hotel, you two were very kind to me.
咁嗰位櫃台嘅服務員就話。在酒店的時候，你們兩位對我很和善啊。
My husband died of COVID-19 5 months ago.
他說，其實呢，五個月前，我的丈夫就死於新冠病。
He was a lawyer, either a barrister or a solicitor, a lawyer.
他的丈夫呢，是一位律師來的。
All his life, she said, he worked, 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 and then died.
他就說，我丈夫一生係咁勞碌，工作工作工作，跟住就死咗。
I have to work now.
現在咧，我要翻出嚟做工啦。
I haven't worked for more than 18 years. I have to work now.
我已經成18年都冇工作過啦，而家我要開始翻工作。
You two were very kind to me because of your smiles.
你因為你哋兩個常常面帶笑容咧，你哋對我好和善啊。
So we expressed the condolences and gave her some comfort.
咁我哋當然就表示一啲慰問啦，就講一啲安慰嘅説話。
And Olive said to her in a straightforward manner that you must ask about the meaning of life.
咁我太太咧 ，Olive 咧就好直接嘅同佢講，就係話你一定要追問一個問題，就係人生嘅意義。
And meaning of life is only found in God, the Creator.
人生的意義只可以在創造物主裡面才找到的。
It cannot be found in money and work.
從工作啊，從錢財啊，都找不到人生意義的。
Now that I'm recounting the story, the story sounds very fluent, very, very smooth, but we couldn't speak Turkish.
现在咧，我哋同大家分享咧呢个故事，就讲到好似好顺口咁样吓，但系其实咧，我哋两人系唔识讲土耳其话嘅。
So she knows very little English.
咁对方咧就只系识少少英语。
But she could sense our friendship.
但系佢感受得到我哋之间有友谊嘅。
But in order to go deeper in this friendship.We feel we must learn Turkish language. There's no other way.
但係假如要同任何同一同佢要深交嘅話咧，我哋兩人實在係需要學一啲嘅土耳其話。
I want to talk to you about a second new friend that we made.
咁我又想分享下第二位朋友。
I said that during those 11 days when we lived in the hotel, every day we went out and searched for a flat.
咁我哋仲系住喺酒店嗰十一日咧，咁其实每一天我哋都出去揾地方租。
We searched high and low. We made contact with more than 4 real estate agents.
咁我哋周围揾呢个中介，咁啊差唔多我哋接触咗4个以上噶啦。
And we have viewed maybe easily 5, 6, or 7 properties.
咁啊都睇过5, 6, 7个单位噶。
And majority were not suitable except one.
咁啊，大部分都唔適合嘅，除咗有一間適合。
We were overjoyed to find this unfurnished flat, very sunny, very clean. The location is ideal.
咁揾到呢間小嘅單位咧，我哋就覺得哎呀好啱用啊，因為咧陽光好充足。
And we went away.And ask for time to think about it.
咁我哋话等我俾啲时间，我哋谂一谂，考虑一下。
After 2 or 3 days, we went back to the same real estate agent.
但系三四日之后，我哋就翻转头揾翻呢一个中介。
And said we'd like to take it.
就同佢讲我哋想租呢间屋啦。
He said, "Sorry, it's already taken."
咁佢话对唔住啊，有人租咗啦。
Ah. The one and only one flat that we found suitable was taken because we waited 3 to 4 days.
咁啊，唯一一間我哋覺得可以可取嘅咧，啊，俾人租咗啦。咁啊，只不過係我哋拖延咗三四日。
But then in our hearts, we did not regret waiting on God for those 2, 3, or 4 days.
但喺我哋兩人心裏邊咧，我哋冇後悔，我哋喺度等神等咗三四日。
We felt disappointed only for maybe a few seconds, a few minutes, and then we overcame. That's all right.
可能我哋只系失望咗几秒钟啦，跟住就冇事了。
And then we look for another agent, maybe a fourth one, or and then finally we walked past a real estate office, which was not conspicuous at all.
咁跟住我哋都会继续去揾一啲中介啊，咁最后咧，我哋经过一间。一间中介的办公室呢，一啲都唔显眼嘅。
We said we have tried so many, it doesn't hurt just to enter and say hello.
我哋心谂，我哋都揾过咁多间啦，咁都入去问下啦，睇下啦。
Now this gentleman, was the fifth agent that we looked for.
呢一位中介咧系。差唔多係我哋第五位中介。
The very first impression we have of this man was that this man was unusually helpful.
呢一位中介嘅特點咧，就係佢係特別殷勤。
Not only he was very conscientious in his work, he went out of his ways to help us to get things done.
唔单止咧，佢唔单止好殷勤，即系做佢嘅本分啊。其实咧，佢真系做到咧超过佢嘅本分。
First of all, he took us to view 2 to 3 properties, and we found the last one, this present one, ideal, better than the one we found earlier.
咁首先咧，佢带我哋睇咗两三间屋啦。咁最后我哋觉得系就系现在呢一间咧，呢一间咧比起之前我哋想租嗰间咧系更理想啦。
You can imagine how we give thanks to God. This one turns out to be much better than the one we found.
咁你可以想象我心里边系几感恩啊！呢一间比起起初我哋想要嗰间咧系更好。
I want to tell you how this man went out of his ways to help us get things done in Turkish.
我就想话俾大家听咧，呢一位中介点样帮助我哋。就算即係超出曬佢嘅本分嚟到幫。
For some of you who are immigrants from Asia or China, or for those of you who don't speak English, you know exactly how it feels when you can't get things done.
嗱，如果對於你嚟講，你唔識講英文，你去到一個新嘅地方移民啊咁樣，咁你好清楚、好明白咧，你唔識個語言，你。好难做嘢噶。
And you are very thankful to any person who would goes out of his or her way to accompany you to get things done in English.
咁如果有一个人啊，佢即系超出自己个份内嘅责任嚟到帮你嘅话咧，你真系会好感激佢。
Now, this is the way Olive and some of you.Serve God and serve people.
嗱，咁咧，其实呢个就系我太太 Olive 咧，同埋或者你哋各位咧，都系咁样去服侍他人嘅。
But this real estate agent helped us in the way we help people.
但系呢一位中介，佢帮我哋嗰种尽心尽性咧，真系好同我哋点样去尽心尽性去帮人咧，系好相似。
Not only he's not a Christian, he's not even a Muslim.
咁啊，佢唔系一个基督徒嚟嘅，佢甚至都唔系一个穆斯林。
He drove us to different banks to help us try to open a bank account.
佢车我哋出去市中心，咁啊走咗几间嘅银行，希望咧帮我哋开一个银行户口。
He took us to his money changer, who is a personal friend of his.
佢亦都带我哋咧去兑换银钱嘅地方咧，系佢自己嘅朋友嘅，去兑换银钱。
To make sure we had the best exchange rate.
佢保证咧，我哋得到一个最好嘅兑换率。
And we won't be cheated.
啊，咁啊，确保我哋唔会俾人呃。
It took us to an office to buy health insurance.
咁又带我哋咧去买呢个医疗保险喎。
He drove us to different government offices to get things done.
又车我哋咧去到一啲政府嘅部门，要去完办好一啲事情。
He arranged to have internet, the Wi-Fi installed in our flat.
又帮我哋咧去安排点样屋企里边安装 Wi-Fi。
None of these things are within his duties.
呢啲一切一切都唔系佢嘅职分嘅。
And how he does so with joy, with enthusiasm.
但系佢做呢啲一切都好乐意、好热心咁样去帮我哋。
The day he took us with the two landlord, the couple, the young couple, to view this flat, he heard the landlord ask me about my profession.
咁当我哋两人咧同呢度嘅屋主嚟睇间屋嘅时候咧，咁呢个屋主咧就问我哋：你做咩职业噶？
Because we have told them that we like your apartment, we want to take it.
因为我哋表示我哋想租呢间屋啦。
So the young couple asked me in broken English, "What you do?"
咁呢位屋主咧就问我哋啦，即系佢嘅英文都系有限公司咁样啦。佢就问你做咩噶咁样。
I said I'm retired.
咁我就话我退休噶。
I thought I'm smart.
我以为我好醒目啦。
He said, "No, before what you do?"
佢话唔系。你以前做乜嘢噶？
I said, I'm a Bible scholar. I'm a Bible translator.
咁我就话我系一个圣经嘅学者，我系翻译圣经嘅。
He said, you think.
咁佢话啊，咁啊，你识谂嘢嘅，你思想嘅咁样。
So and then he changed the subject.
跟住咧，佢就改转话题啦。
Anyway, the real estate agent heard that I, before retirement, I am a Bible scholar, a Bible translator.
咁所以呢位中介咧就听到，原来咧，我咧退休之前系一个圣经学者，系做翻译圣经嘅。
Later on, the agent said to us, "I like Chinese."
咁之后咧，呢个中介就同我哋讲啊，我好喜欢中国人。
But you know, our Muslim clergy. Our Muslim teachers or imams are very serious.
你知唔知啊？我哋穆斯林咧嘅老师啊，嘅教士咧，好严肃噶。
But the two of you always wear a smile on your face.
但系你哋两人咧，经常都系带住微笑嘅。
I like you Chinese.
我中意你哋中国人啊。
But talking about the serious or having a smile on your face.
咁啊，讲到关于咧。严肃还是带住笑容。
Now you might think that his comment about us or his kid's comment about Muslim clergy may not be very fair。
咁或者咧，你心目中谂啊，佢对穆斯林嘅教士嘅评语咧，可能唔系好公道喎。
You may say this is only a first impression. Well, I'm sure there are very kind and approachable Muslim imams.
因为咧，呢个可能只系一种初次嘅印象带俾你嘅印象啫。因为我好肯定，有啲穆斯林嘅教士都系好和蔼可亲嘅。
And the smiles that we wear on our faces may not mean very much if we are not very friendly, kind people at heart.
因为啊，如果面带笑容，都唔等于系咩一回事。假如咧，我哋嘅内心并唔系和善。
But the point is that he is basing on first impression.
因为无论如何咧，佢咧就系基于第一个印象。
Fair or no, this Turkish person has the impression that Muslim clergy are serious, but you approachable.
咁不论公唔公道都好啦，咁起码咧呢个中介佢认为第一个印象俾佢嘅咧就系。 穆斯林嘅教士嚴肅，你哋兩人咧就滿帶笑容。
I'd like to ask you to ask yourself.
咁我想問下，請大家問下自己。
Do you know, are you aware of what type of first impression you give to people who meet you?
你知唔知道別人首次接觸你嘅時候，第一個印象係乜嘢呢？
Especially I'm addressing Christians, people in the church.
尤其是咧，我係問緊基督徒。
What kind of first impression do you leave people who meet you?
咁同你接觸嘅人，你係留低一個乜嘢印象俾佢哋嘅呢？
Do you appear to people as serious and unapproachable?
咁人哋接觸你嘅時候，會唔會係覺得你啊好嚴肅啊，好難親近啊？
Or do people find you? People want to get to know you.
還是呢，別人接觸你好想認識你。
Or to use the Turkish people's way of their broken English, people want to learn you.
或者呢，用土耳其人民他們用久不僅有的少少英文呢，他們通常都說我想學習你。
Yeah.
即是他想認識你，是嗎？
Yeah, people want to learn you. Yeah. So the agent then said to us, I have a son. I like Chinese. Would you consider teaching my son Chinese?
咁呢位中介就問我哋啦，我有一個仔啊，我又好喜歡中國人，咁你可唔可以教我個仔中文啊？
And we were surprised. I said, Are you serious?
咁我哋好詫異。咁我哋問你係咪講真㗎
？And he said, "Yeah, serious, serious."
佢話係啊，我好認真啊。
And so after a short time, we think, "Wow, this is a dream come true." We didn't expect within such a short time there is an open opportunity for us to make contact with the local people.
咁我哋覺得好驚奇啦。冇諗過喺一個咁短嘅時間裏邊，可以同本地人有近距離嘅接觸。
So we concluded that this is a God-given opportunity to know local families.
咁我哋認為咧，呢個就係天父神俾我哋一個黃金嘅機會，去接觸認識本地人啦。
So we went to his office and said, "Yes." We'd like to teach your son.
咁我哋考慮過之後咧，我哋就去辦公室同佢講：好啊，我哋願意教你嘅仔。
Then he said, "In fact, I have another daughter. Would you be willing to teach my daughter as well?"
佢話後屘佢話：啊，咁其實咧，我仲有一個女噶，你哋可唔可以教埋我個女啊
？And then we said, "Yes, we will teach your daughter as well."
咁我哋話好啊，教埋佢。
And then One week later, he said, I have a younger brother who is also a real estate agent. He has a son. He wants his son to learn Chinese. Would you teach my nephew also?
咁佢話其實我都有個細佬，呢個細佬都係做中介嘅。佢有個仔，你可唔可以教埋我個侄啊？
So within 2 weeks, from one student to two, from two to three, now we have four students. We're running a new Chinese class here in Turkey.
所以从一个人至到两个，两个至三个，现在总共咧系有四个学生。
So every Sunday in the morning local time, we would offer worship to God, local time 10 to 11, and in the afternoon 2 to 3, Olive goes and teach Chinese in the agent's office.
所以咧，逢星期日咧，早上10点，咁我哋两人咧就敬拜神，咁至到下昼，跟住下昼2点钟咧，我哋就会去中介嘅办公室，教汉语啦。
And we love to teach Turkish children. We like them. They are lovable. Yeah.
能够教教呢个土耳其嘅年轻人，咁觉得系好开心啦。啊，佢哋好可爱嘅。
Now before I turn your attention to some important scriptural teaching, I'd like to tell you one more story.
咁喺我讲今日嘅信息之前咧，我仲想讲多一个故事。
After we moved into this flat and we began to do our own grocery shopping and cook our own meals in the kitchen.
咁我哋搬即系安顿咗之后啦，搬咗入嚟啦。咁之后我哋就开始去买餸啊，煮饭啦咁。
And at first, I had the impression that in the markets here, they don't sell a great variety of green vegetables.
咁啊，呢度本地咧，俾我一个初嘅印象就系呢度冇乜绿叶蔬菜卖嘅。
We only saw potatoes, tomatoes, onions.And some peas and not much else.
我哋多数见到系土豆啦，豆啦，番茄啦咁样，萝卜啦，系咁上下啦。
And until one day, we took a bus and traveled far away from where we live, and we saw a big supermarket with a lot of green vegetables.
但系有一日咧，我哋就专程一搭嘅巴士咧，就出到去市中心。就見到一間好大嘅超市。
We were overjoyed.
啊，咁啊，非常開心。
Not only we found the lettuce, we see spinach, a lot of vegetables.
啊，我哋唔單止見到生菜啊、菠菜啊，仲有其他好多綠葉菜。
So we went in and shop.
咁我哋走入去買嘢咯。
It turned out that even in markets near our home, they do sell green vegetables. But when we were there, they were all sold out. We were too late.
其實咧喺我哋附近嘅商店咧、鋪頭咧都有綠葉菜賣嘅，不過可能咁啱我哋去到當日咧就賣曬。
Now I tell you about these details because we do not normally take a bus travel so far to go to a huge supermarket。
我講俾大家聽呢啲細節咧，原因係通常我哋係唔會搭專程搭個巴士去到市中心咁遠。就嚟到買餸啦。
So that day we bought a lot of vegetables.
咁當日咧，我哋就買咗好多菜啦。
Before we left, we wanted to scout out the entire supermarket to see what else they sell.
咁買完菜之後咧，我哋就周圍再繼續睇下間超市仲有咩賣咧。
And we were in front of a counter where they are selling sweets, Turkish delights.
咁我嚟到一個角落咧。就是賣土耳其的甜品的
And little cakes.
有些餅乾仔
A young man was there and a young girl.
那有一位男士還有一位女仔
A Muslim girl.
年輕的
A Muslim girl wearing the hijab.
那這位年輕的女仔呢就是戴著包著頭啦
And she offered us some samples to try free of charge.
咁咧，佢就話：，我俾啲餅你，你嚟試下，免費俾你試。
Actually, we being very health conscious, we are not very keen on sweet things and cakes.
咁其實咧，我哋都好敏感到健康，我哋有啲健康嘅常識，所以對呢啲甜品咧，其實冇咩興趣。
What is more, she doesn't speak English very much, and we don't speak Turkish.
同埋咧，呢位售貨員咧，年輕嘅售貨員咧，佢唔係好識講英文，我哋又唔識講土耳其話。
Anyways, out of courtesy, we accepted the samples, and I said to Oliver, we better buy some to please her.
咁啊，我哋就真係試咗一啲啦。咁試完之後咧，都係要買啲嘅。
So we bought some, and in the end, I made a suggestion. Whispering in her ear, in Olive's ear, I said, ask her whether she'd like to exchange contact.
咁我哋试完饼干，买完饼干之后咧，就牧师咧就同我讲啦，喺我耳边讲，好唔好问下呢位女士女仔啦吓，想唔想结交，想唔想做一个朋友，交一个朋友啊咁。
She was so excited. Huh? Make friends with me?
咁佢咧就好惊喜咯吓、啊，你竟然同我做朋友啊？
佢 yes yes yes，
佢话系啊系啊咁。
So we exchange WhatsApp。
咁我哋就交换咗电话号码。
A week later, we invited her to come to our flat。
咁之后一个星期之后咧，我哋就邀请佢嚟我哋屋企坐啦。
She is just 20 years old, going to university year one。
原来咧佢都系二十岁。上緊大學一年班。
She came to our apartment and sat down on the sofa.
佢就嚟到我哋家中咧，就我哋就坐低喺沙发上。
We each have our smartphone in our hands, using Google Translate. We use Google Translate to talk.
咁我哋一人咧，佢拎住一个手机咧，就系用揿着嗰个 Google Translate 嘅嗰个翻译啊，手机嘅翻译咧，就系咁样倾偈啊。
And after some time, she looks around and asks, "How many children do you have?"
咁之后咧，佢就周围望下，跟住就问我哋：你有几多儿女啊
？Because she didn't see anyone else around.
因为咧，除咗我哋两个之外咧，佢见唔到其他人。
So we told her that we don't have our own children, physical children, but in the Christian faith, we have many children.
咁我哋就话我哋自己两人咧系冇生儿女嘅。但是在我们的信仰基督教信仰的团体里面我们有很多儿女。
When she hears that, she said, "You have no children of your own."
那她听到之后她就说你们没有儿女的。
Do you want me to take me as your daughter?
那她就说我啊收我做你的女啊。
We are so surprised. You are just a few minutes into our conversation.
那我们就很奇怪了觉得。我哋只不过系初相识，倾咗几句偈啫。
I thought in my heart, "Are you serious?"
咁我心谂，你系咪讲真噶
？And then she goes on to say other things, like, "Oh, maybe one day I'll go to China and find myself a Chinese husband."
咁跟住开始讲其他嘅话题啦。佢就话啊，或者有一日我会去中国，咁或者会认识咗一个揾一个男仔嫁啦。
And then she said, "Can you hear the call? It's time for me to pray. Would you excuse me? I'll pray."
咁之后咧，有一段时间之后咧，就佢就话啊，呢个我而家够钟祈祷啦。
So we give her the space and the peace. She knelt down and do her prayer.
咁我哋就行开，然之后俾佢自己跪低，佢就做佢嘅祈祷。
We have become good friends since then.
咁自此之後，我哋成為咗好朋友。
On WhatsApp, she told us she has told all her friends about the two of us.
咁佢就喺個手機上咧，佢就同我哋 WhatsApp 啦，同我哋講啊，佢有即係話俾佢嘅朋友聽，關於我哋。
She said that all my friends want to learn you.
咁佢就話啊，我啲朋友都好想結識你哋啊。
All my friends love you.
我的朋友咧都爱你哋啊。
I think how can this possible? Your friends haven't even met us. How is it possible that all your friends love us?
咁我谂啊，点可能啊？我哋都未认识你嘅朋友，点会你嘅朋友就喜欢我哋咧
？Is it just the character of this girl, or is it because of her broken English? Why does she speak like this?
咁我谂啊，会唔会系呢个女仔嘅性情啊？还是她的英文不够好呢？不懂表达呢？
Now she is preparing for the December exam. After the examination, she wants to meet us a second time.
咁现在呢，她是为大学考试要读书了。考完试呢，她就希望再见我们。
And next summer, in July, she will return home in northern Turkey near the Black Sea. And there is an opportunity for us.To follow her and to get to know the family and the Black Sea region of Turkey.
咁啊，明年暑假嘅时候咧，佢同埋佢家人咧，按常理即个习惯咧，都会翻乡下，就喺个黑海嘅附近嘅。咁到时咧，或者我哋会有一个机会可以同佢哋一齐去嘅，即系去到佢嘅家乡嗰度。
So these are the few new friends we make more, but.I have selected these few stories to share with you today.
我哋咧都有認識其他嘅朋友嘅，但我只係揀咗呢三個故事同大家分享。
I've chosen to speak about these people for a reason.
我揀呢三位朋友同大家分享咧係有個原因。
Let us turn to the scripture of the day then.
請大家翻開今日我哋要講嘅聖經。
The first portion of scripture.Is taken from 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 14 to 16.
第一段圣经呢，就是哥林多后书第二章14至16节。
2 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 14 to 16. To save time, I'll read in English.
咁係哥林多後書二章十四至十六節。咁為咗節省時間咧，我就淨係用英文讀。
The Apostle Paul writes, "But thanks be to God, who always leads us in His triumph in Christ, and manifests through us the sweet aroma of the knowledge of Him in every place." 15. For we are a fragrance of Christ to God among those who are being saved and among those who are perishing. To the one, an aroma from death to death. To the other, an aroma from life to life. And who is adequate for these things? Now, the writer of these words is the Apostle Paul.
咁寫呢段聖經嘅作者咧係使徒保羅。
When he says we, he's referring to himself, his servant of God, and his co-workers, his colleagues.
當佢講到我們咧，佢係講緊佢自己同埋佢嘅一啲同工。
So the words we read are about servants of God, leaders of the Christian church, Bible teachers.
咁所以呢段説話咧係講緊神嘅仆人，侍奉神嘅人，聖經教師。
Note how servants of God are very God-centered.
大家留意一下，聖經嘅教師係幾咁嘅以神為中心。
He says, "Thanks be to God."
佢話到感謝神。
And then he says, "God always leads us in His triumph in Christ." And manifest to us the sweet aroma of the knowledge of Him in every place.
第十四節，佢仲講到咧，神咧賜俾佢哋時時可以喺基督以內加入海船嘅行列，並且咧各到去到各地方咧散發由認識佢而嚟嘅芬芳。
Which means in the Christian life, in the service of God, there may be problems and obstacles, but somehow, sooner or later, God always leads His servants in triumph.
意思即係話咧，喺服侍基督嘅時候，喺服侍神嘅時候咧，都會遇到好多嘅困難啊，大山啊，但係咧，神始終係會帶我哋咧嚟到。得勝的，勝利的。
The tone of the words in verse 14 is happy, a happy tone, is upbeat.
十四節呢一個語調咧，係非常嘅積極同埋樂觀嘅。
But then at the end of verse 16, he asks, "But who is adequate for these things?"
但係喺第十六節嘅最尾嗰句咧，嗰呢度就講到呢一個任務啊，誰可以勝任
？Which means who is sufficient? Who is qualified, adequate in the service of God?
意思即系边一个可以担当侍奉神嘅呢一个岗位咧
？This is a question the Apostle Paul asked himself.
呢一句咧系使徒保罗自己问自己一个问题嚟嘅。
Let us skip to verses 5 to 6 for the answer.
咁我哋咧就跳到去第三章啦，系嘛？第三章嘅。
Yeah, chapter 3, mm-hmm. chapter 3 and verses 5 to 6.
咁我哋就跳到去第三章嘅五至六节。
Not that we are adequate in ourselves to consider anything as coming from ourselves, but our adequacy is from God. God made us adequate as servants of a new covenant, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life.
不是我们凭自己可以升任，我们的能力来自神，是他使我们升任做新约的仆役，这约不再字句，而在灵，因为字句叫人死，灵才使人活。
To be truly servants of God, our adequacy never, never comes from ourselves, our experience, our knowledge.
作為一個神嘅仆人咧，我哋升唔升任，從來都唔係在於我哋有幾叻，幾有口才，幾有知識。
If we triumph, if we can do certain thing, our adequacy comes from God and God alone.
假如我哋得胜，能够胜任嘅话咧，这个能力都系嚟自神嘅。
Yes, we try our best, we offer our best, but it is God alone who makes us adequate.
冇错，我哋系会尽力嘅，我哋会尽力而为嘅，但系能够使到我哋胜任同埋得胜嘅系神。
So that we serve in the right way, not by letter, but of the Spirit.
我哋侍奉系用一个正确嘅途径方法去到侍奉，唔系靠字句，系靠灵。
Now, letter here means, first of all, the Old Covenant Scripture, the Old Testament Commandments.
这约不在字句，字句的意思是讲紧旧约圣经里面的诫命。
But by extension, letter here also means external religious observances.
咁延伸出去的意思咧，就系字句亦都系包括系讲紧一种外表的宗教的模式。
I'm not saying that all external religious observances are bad in themselves, but when external religious observances are void of inner substance of spirit, then that is the wrong way of serving God.
咁我意思咧，就唔系话所有嘅宗教嘅模式啊、规矩啊都系唔好。我只系讲紧，如果系冇内里边嘅内涵同埋实质咧，咁就系唔好啦。
But how does God make His servants and maid servants adequate for His service?
咁但系神啊，点样令到佢嘅仆人得胜同埋胜任
？Why are some servants of God serve with the Spirit? Why some other servants of God serve of the letter only?
点解有啲神嘅仆人啊，服侍嘅时候系靠灵，但系有一啲神嘅仆人咧？就是靠字句。
Why some servants of God have inner substance, why others have the external surface only?
为什么有些神的仆人是有内涵有实质，但是有一些神的仆人就没有呢？就只是外表。
What's the key?
那究竟关键是什么？在哪里？
Where lies the difference?
个分别是在于什么呢？
The answer to this important question is to be found further down the page in verses 17 and 18.
答案呢，就喺望落去第十七、十八节揾到。
First 17 and 18 of 2 Corinthians chapter 3.
哥林多后书三章十七至十八节。
Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty or freedom. But we all, not only servants of God, but all Christians, but we all, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image, from glory to glory, just as from the Lord, the Spirit.
第十七节，主就是灵，主的灵在哪里，哪里就有自由。而我们众人，我们咧即系唔系净系指神嘅仆人啦，系包括其他嘅人啦。而我们众人纱已经揭开，脸好像一面镜子，映出主的荣光，就变成他的形象，从一个程度嘅荣耀到另一个程度嘅荣耀。那改变我们的是主，即灵。
The key to true service of God.Effective service of God lies in verse 17, beholding the glory of the Lord.
要有效咁样去，好胜任咁样去服侍神咧，嗰个关键咧就在于第十七节啦，要认识主嘅荣耀。
I want to address a word to you if you're new to Christianity.
咁假如你係初初嚟認識信基督教信仰嘅話咧，我想同你強調一點。
Please understand that Christianity is not about external religious observances。
請你哋咧搞清楚，基督教咧唔係講緊一啲遵守外在嘅宗教規條。
Insofar as it is not just external religious observances, strictly speaking, one may say Christianity is not a religion.
因为基督教并不是在于遵守外在的宗教规条，所以严格来讲，基督教并不是一个宗教。
True Christianity is about making contact with the living God.
真正的基督教呢，是关于我们跟神有一个接触的。
And coming before God.
来到神的面前。
And then in his presence to behold his glory.
在神的同在之中呢，去认识神的荣光。
And coming out from his presence, as it were, to live that day in his presence.
咁见到佢嘅形象，佢嘅荣美、荣耀之后嚟到生活啦，嗰一日嘅生活咧，啊，就系真正嘅基督教内涵。
So this is what true Christianity is all about.
咁呢个就系真正嘅基督教啦。
But then coming before God and beholding His glory has everything to do with prayer.
但系佢认识神嘅荣耀咧。是跟祷告有关的。
Because to behold God's glory is to come into God's presence.
去认识神的荣耀，意思即是来到祂的面前。
And to come into God's presence means to pray.
来到神的面前，有祂的同在，有祂的同在的意思即是祈祷。
But you know, for us Christians, believers,to behold God's glory in prayer is not something simple that we know how to do, what to do when we pray.
咁对于我哋基督徒嚟讲，讲话祷告咧好容易啊，但系唔系一定我哋就知道系点样做。
There are early steps. There are preconditions to seeing God's beauty in prayer.
咁要喺祷告之中认见到、认识到神嘅荣耀咧，系有一啲先决条件。
And for this, I turn your attention to our second passage of the day.
咁我请大家揭去第二篇圣经。
Gospel of Luke, chapter 11, verses 1-13.
就系路加福音嘅第十一章九至十三节。
Gospel of Luke, chapter 11, verses 1-13.
路加福音十一章九至十三节。
In verse 1, we see that once upon a time, Jesus was praying in a certain place, and one disciple asked him to teach them how to pray.
咁呢段圣经节录呢段圣经嘅当时咧，就系有一次啊。主耶稣同佢嘅门徒一齐嘅时候，咁门徒就问主耶稣，请主耶稣教佢哋祈祷啦。
And then in the following section, Jesus taught Christians how to pray.
咁以下要读嘅圣经咧，就系主耶稣教佢嘅门徒点样祷告。
But in order to save time, I will skip that section, which is called the Lord's Prayer.And jump to verse 5-13.
咁为咗节省时间咧，我就唔读个主祷文啦。咁我就会跳到去第五节至到十三节。
So I'll ask Olive to read in Chinese this time, 5-13.
咁今次咧就由我读中文五至到十三。咁我读嘅译本咧就系牧师嘅新翻译嘅译本嚟嘅。他就是主耶稣啦，他还说：你们中间谁有一个朋友，半夜去找他说：朋友，请借我三块面饼。家里来了一个出远门的朋友，我没东西招待他。那人在屋里回答：别打搅我，门已经关上，孩子都跟我睡床上了，我没法起来拿给你。我告诉你们，即使那人不顾他是朋友，不肯起来给他，也会因他厚颜地一直恳求，而终会起床，照他所需要的拿给他。第九节，你们只要继续乞求， 就会给你们，继续寻觅就会找到，继续敲门就会给你们开门。是的，凡乞求的都要获得，寻觅的都要找到，敲门的都要给他开门。你们中间哪一个为父的儿子要鱼，会将一条蛇给他，或者他要鸡蛋，会给一只蝎子？你们虽然邪恶，尚且懂得拿好东西给自己孩子，何况天父对继续求他的人，岂不更要从天上降赐圣灵吗？
Please pay attention to two things.
请大家留意两点。
Jesus is saying these things in response to a request of how to pray.
主耶稣讲这段说话呢，是要回答一个问题，就是怎样祈祷啊？
And the answer from Jesus is, when you learn to pray, don't give up so easily.
主耶稣给的答案呢，就是说你要学祈祷啊，一点呢很重要，就是要坚持下去，不要那么容易放弃。
Be persistent.
要坚持。
If you cannot learn persistence, you also fail in the lesson of prayer.
如果你未学会坚持锲而不舍的呢，那你就失败了。
Secondly, in verse 13, it's talking about the Spirit of God.
第十三节就讲到，这里是讲到神的灵。
So it has everything to do with 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 18.
所以这段圣经讲到的东西跟刚才第一段圣经哥林多后书是相呼应的，是有关系的。
But then, other than persistence, Jesus says that you must learn to ask, to seek, and to knock.
咁除咗一种锲而不舍嘅态度之外咧，主耶稣仲话你要不断继续去乞求啦，继续去寻觅啦，继续去敲门。
Yes, in the original Greek, the sense of these three action words are persistently keep asking, keep seeking, keep knocking until the person opens the door.
没错，在个原文圣经里面所强调的就是要继续继续继续乞求，继续寻觅，继续敲门，直至到为你成就。
The crucial question is,What does Jesus mean when he says, when we learn to pray, we must learn to ask, seek, and knock?
咁当主耶稣话到要乞求、寻觅、敲门嘅时候，咁究竟系咩意思呢？
Now, maybe it's easier to understand what ask and seek means.
嗱，去乞求、寻觅或者会容易啲理解。
What does knocking on the door means?
但系敲门系咩意思？
Now, for The answer of this very important question, we turn to our last portion of scripture today, that is the book of Psalms, number 27.
要明白呢，我们回去今天的第三段圣经，就是在诗篇27篇。
The Hebrew scripture, Psalms number 27, verse 4.
诗篇27篇第四节。
And after we read the first four, we will jump to first seven and to nine.
读完第四节之后，我哋会跳到去第七至第九节。
Let us read first four first.
咁咪先读第四节。
The writer of this poem writes, "One thing I have asked from Yahweh, that I shall seek, that I may dwell in the house of Yahweh all the days of my life." To behold the beauty of Yahweh and to meditate in his temple.
咁诗人咧喺度写就话，有一件事我求过耶和华，我还要寻求，我要一生一世住在耶和华嘅殿里，瞻仰他的荣美，在他的殿中求问。
Now, if you are using a Chinese Bible, you may see the word 耶和华 Jehovah.
如果你是看中文圣经的时候呢， 或者你会睇到一个名叫做耶和华。
And if you are using an English Bible, then you see the term the Lord in small capitals.
如果你系用紧英文圣经嘅话咧，你就会见到 the Lord 细草 the Lord。
But this is only a symbol of the secret name of God, which is Yahweh.
呢个只不过咧系神嘅至圣嘅名字嘅。
Mm-hmm. And notice in verse 4 the word behold.
留意第四节，佢讲到瞻仰。
And notice on the first line of verse 4, I have asked.
同埋留意第一句，佢话我求过，我求过。
And notice after the word ask, the word seek. Do you see them? Ask, seek.
跟住求过之后，你有冇睇到下一个字咧？寻求啊，求过之后去寻求。
So apparently, what we are seeing are the same teaching as we just read from Gospel of Luke chapter 11 about prayer.
咁睇嚟咧，我哋喺呢段诗篇睇到嘅嘢咧，同我哋刚才读嘅路加福音咧，系同出一辙嘅，系求去寻。
And although we don't see the word knock, and we wonder why.
咁但我哋见唔到个敲门呢个字，咁唔知点解咧？
But we do see the word behold, the beauty of Yahweh.
但我哋睇到一个字咧，就系瞻仰他的荣美。
And that takes us right back to 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 18.
咁呢句说话咧，带翻我哋去睇嘅就系、是、去谂翻嘅就系哥林多后书。
In one word.All three portions of the Bible today are interlinked.
咁一句讲晒咧，就系今日读嘅三段经文咧，都系相关嘅。
It's teaching us an important lesson of prayer.
咁系教紧我哋关于祷告呢个咁重要嘅话题。
What we must learn to do before we can behold God's glory.
我哋如果想去瞻仰神嘅荣美之前啊。要怎做呢?
First of all, here we see the word ask. So what should we ask?
但是首先我们看到求这个字，那我们应该求什么呢?
Notice in verse 4, it says, there's only one thing, not many things. There's only one thing in my life I have asked from God, from Yahweh. And that one thing which I have asked, I intend to seek after the rest of my life.
咁啊，詩人就話咧：我求過嘅只有一件事，只有一件事我想去求嘅啫。呢一件事就係我一生一世都會去求嘅。
And what is that request? What is the thing he's asking and seeking after?
咁究竟呢一件事佢想求嘅，想去追求嘅係乜嘢呢
？That I may dwell in the house of Yahweh all the days of my life。
就係咧，我要一生一世咁。住喺亚维嘅殿里
，there to behold the beauty of Yahweh and to ask questions, to meditate in His temple。
喺嗰度啊，我就能够瞻仰神嘅荣美，喺佢嘅殿中咧，求问，去问天父问题。
There is a problem here。
啊，呢度有一个疑问喎。
If the request, if the thing that the person is asking。Is to be able to go enter into God's temple to look at His beauty. Why is it something that he should ask and keep asking and keep seeking after all the days of his life?
咁如果呢一件唯一嗰一件事，呢个人想去求嘅系住喺耶和华嘅殿里去瞻仰佢嘅荣美，咁点解？咁我有一个问题咧，就系点解？要一生一世都要咁样去求啊！
You should know that the writer King David, it was David who wrote this poetry, and he lived in Jerusalem. The temple, the house of the Lord, was right near him.
咁大家要明白喎，写呢篇诗嘅诗人咧叫做大卫，佢系当时嘅以色列嘅一个皇帝，当时佢住嘅地方。其实圣殿就喺佢隔篱啫嘛。
So why is it something? Didn't he have easy access to the temple to pray?
佢入去要去入去圣殿祷告好易啫。
Now, clearly, what is meant here is something much deeper than entering a temple to pray.
咁所以咧，我哋由此可以知道咧，佢想讲嘅嘢咧，系唔系净系入去一个圣殿祈祷咁简单
？But rather finding, seeking God's presence.
而系咧，佢想去寻求揾到神嘅同在。
Because further down in verse 7 to 9, we see elaboration, explanation of why this thing he should seek after the rest of his life.
因为以下嘅7至9节咧，就解释紧点解佢觉得需要一生一世咁样去追求呢件事。
Let us read verse 7 to 9.
咁我哋就睇下7至9节。
Verse 7: Hear, O Yahweh, when I cry with my voice, and be gracious to me and answer me. When you said to me, Seek my face. That is, once God said to David, the writer, God told him, Seek my face. And then my heart said to you, Your face, O Yahweh, I shall seek. Do not hide your face from me. Do not turn your servant away in anger. You have been my help. Do not abandon me, nor forsake me, O God of my salvation.
今日第七至九节咧就咁讲，耶和华啊，我发声呼求嘅时候，求你垂听，求你恩待我，应允我。你说你们要寻求我的面，即系耶和华神要佢嘅子民去寻求佢嘅面。那时我嘅心对你说，耶和华啊，你嘅面我正要寻求。求你不要向我掩面，不要发怒赶逐你的仆人。你一向是帮助我的，请救我的神啊！求你不要撇下我，也不要离弃我。
Please note in verse 8, the word seek appears 2 times.
大家留意第八节，寻求呢个字咧出现咗两次。
And in verse 7, there is the word I cry.
第七节咧就话。有一个字是说呼求。
I cry to God with my voice.
发声呼求。
Although this is not the same word as asking, it is a form of asking.
虽然发声呼求就跟求是两个不同的字，但是发声呼求其实都是一种呼，都是一种求。
That's why the next line says, Oh God, be gracious to me and answer me. I'm asking, answer me.
那第七节的最尾一句呢，诗人就说神啊，求你垂听，求你恩待我，应允我。
So back to the question, what is he asking?
咁我问翻同我刚才问嘅问题，究竟诗人问紧啲乜嘢
？What is he seeking after?
究竟佢寻求紧嘅系啲乜嘢
？Why does he make up his mind that this is something that he must seek after all the days of his life?
点解佢会觉得啊呢一样嘢就系佢一生一世都要去寻求嘅
？The answer lies in verse 8 and verse 9.
答案就喺第八、第九节。
Believers of God must learn to ask to see God's face when we pray.
信徒啊，当你祈祷嘅时候，你必须要去问，你必须要去求一样嘢，就系我要见到神嘅面。
The thing we must learn to seek after when we pray is to find God's face.
咁我哋要去求嘅一件事咧，就系。当我哋祈祷嘅时候，我要见到神嘅面。
And not just entering a physical temple，
唔单止净系步入呢个殿圣殿
，or attending a Christian church service，
又或者咧去参加一个教会嘅聚会
，or doing the routine， to satisfy our conscience and just say a short prayer，
或又或者咧循例式嘅去。交功课式嘅咁样祈下祷啦咁。
True Christianity is to seek God's presence.
真正嘅基督教咧，系去寻求神嘅面。
And having found God's presence, to behold the beauty of God.
揾到神嘅同在，揾到佢嘅面嘅时候咧，跟住就系去望佢嘅面。
And then to live ever in His presence.
跟住就系一生一世嘅。在他的同在之中生活。
Now we have seen that in this third portion of scripture, we see the word behold, beauty of God, we see the word ask and seek. But where is the word knock?
咁喺一段圣经里边，我哋见到求啊、寻求啊、瞻仰啊，咁但系边度揾到敲门啊？
Well, the word knock is not used exactly this way, but the action of knocking on God's door is everywhere to be seen.
嗱，敲门呢两个字咧，你就睇唔到啦。咁但系敲门嗰种嘅意思吓，呢个动作呢个意思咧，你喺呢篇诗里边，你到处都会揾到。
Why I say that? It's because the word, the name of God, Yahweh, appears everywhere in this poetry.
点解我咁讲咧？因为 Yahweh 呢个名字啊，喺篇诗里边重复嘅出现。
To knock on God's door is to call on His name, Yahweh. Oh, Yahweh, call on Him.
敲神嘅门啊，就就是等于呢向神呼唤他的名字 Yahweh.
Every single time we call on the secret name of God, Yahweh, oh Yahweh, we are knocking on his door.
每一次我们是呼唤神的至圣的名字 Yahweh 的时候，就相当于我们在敲他的门。
Now I hope you begin to understand the important teaching from the Lord Jesus about prayer.
现在呢，我就希望大家已经明白到主耶稣教他的门徒祷告的重要的一样东西，就是
It's about asking, seeking, and knocking.
就是关于祈求、寻找和敲门。
And practically by repeatedly calling on the name of God, O Yahweh.
个做法咧，就系重复又重复咁样去呼唤神嘅名字 Yahweh。
Do you call on the name of Yahweh when you pray？
你祷告嘅时候有冇呼唤神嘅名字 Yahweh？
If you don't, do you find His presence when you pray？
如果你冇嘅话，你揾唔揾到佢嘅同在啊？你祷告嘅时候
，Do you know anything about beholding His beauty when you pray？
咁你祷告嘅时候又明唔明？咩叫做瞻仰睇到神嘅荣美
？Is your Christian life victorious or effective？
你嘅基督徒嘅生命系咪得胜嘅？系咪胜任嘅
？Now Psalm 27 does not use the word knock. I've said it before, but Jesus picks that word knock.
诗篇廿七篇咧就冇提到敲门呢两个字，但系主耶稣讲教门徒祷告咧。就攞得到捉到呢个精神。
And why does Jesus use the word knock？
点解主耶稣又用敲门呢两个字
？I just said using the sacred name of God and call on the name of Yahweh is like knocking on His door。
正如我头先所讲，呼唤神嘅名字咧，就好似好比你系敲紧每呼唤佢个名一次就敲一次。
But the word knock reminds you and reminds me that when we call on the name of Yahweh, we must not be purposeless.
但系敲门咧呢个字咧，提醒到我哋一样嘢：当我哋咁样去祷告嘅时候，我哋必须唔系漫无目的咁样。
It's like a mantra of an Eastern religion. Namo, 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 namo.
就好似咧，我哋東方嘅一啲嘅宗教啊，佢哋禱告嘅時候咧，喺度餓嘅時候，就好似牧師頭先咁樣餓啦。
The calling of God's sacred name must be purposeful。
我哋呼喚神嘅名字咧，係必須要有目的。
With the whole heart。
要全心全意。
Nobody approach。Someone's house and stands in front of the door and knock without any intention of entering the house or talking to the host.
Because no one goes to the house without
a The fact you're standing in front of the door, the fact you're knocking means you want the door to be open. You want to see the person inside.
You walk to 就证明你是想入屋的啦，你是有一个目的的啦，你才会敲门的。
So when you learn to pray, you even learn to call on the name of God with no effect, no result, then check yourself. When you call on God's name, is it purposeful or is it purposeless?
咁如果你个祷告，你发觉你个祷告无效，冇嘢嘅咧，咁你要问自问啦，咁你嘅心系有心嘅，还是你系冇心嘅咧
？My time is far gone. I must quickly wind up.
咁我时间差唔多啦，我要总结一下。
But there are still a few important points that we must make.
咁我但系我都仲有一几点好重要嘅几点咧要讲。
What is it like when finally God opens His door? And we see His face finally.
但是假如神的门，神真的打开了道门，而我们又瞻仰到祂的荣美的时候，会发生什么事？
What is it like to be able to see God's face when you pray?
在你祷告里面，如果被你瞻仰到见到神的面的时候，会是一个什么景象呢？
How would you know that this time when you pray,He opened the door, and I see him.
咁你祈祷嘅时候，你又点知道天父系真系开咗道门，你见到佢咧
？After all, in this Psalm 27, seeing his face is only a figurative way of speaking.
说到底咧，诗篇廿七篇所讲嘅瞻仰佢嘅，即系见到佢嘅面咧，都系一种形象化嘅表达啫。
Well,
比喻法啦。
First to start with.And when God opens the door and you're able to see His face, so to speak, at least you are no longer distracted.
咁假如神开咗道门，你见到神嘅面嘅话咧，咁啊最少咧就代表你冇分心啦。
Your thoughts are not wandering.
你嘅思想咧唔喺度云游啦。
Not even least, you're not hiding from God's presence.
同埋咧，你唔係逃避緊神。
But when He truly opens the door to you and you see His face, you'll find yourself right before Him.
假如神開一道門，你見到佢嘅面嘅話，你就會知道神就喺你嘅面前。
Just maybe 1 foot or 2 feet, or maybe less than a meter apart.
可能係一尺以內，可能係一米以內，神喺你嘅面前。
You are right before God.
你就喺神嘅面前。
And the Bible has a expression for this condition, this experience. That is, you are in God's presence.
如果你即系呢一种嘅状态咧，圣经有一种表达，就系话嚟有神嘅同在。
Supposing He opens the door to you, and you are right before Him without distraction, then you can now.Behold His beauty, or perhaps offer Him thanks, or perhaps ask Him questions.
当神开了道门，你见到神的面，你瞻仰到祂的荣美的时候，你在祂的同在，你在祂的面前，最少啊，就是或者你可以去问祂问题啊。
This is why I almost every day I would.Begin my day with prayer.
因此咧，我每天早上开始新嘅一日咧，我都会用祷告。
I would quiet down and immediately begin to call on the name of God, Yahweh.
我会安静落嚟，就开始呼唤神嘅名字 Yahweh.
When finally He opens the door and I am right before Him, I usually would say.Father Yahweh, Turkey offers you today's worship and thanks.
当神最后开一道门，我见到佢嘅面，佢喺我嘅面前嘅时候，我就开口向佢讲：天父啊，土耳其向你献上感恩。
My dear brothers and sisters and friends, surely this is something that believers.Need to learn and seek after all the days of our life.
我亲爱嘅弟兄姊妹同埋朋友，呢一样嘢的确系我哋一生一世 都要应该去追求嘅一样嘢。
Especially servants of God.
尤其是我哋呢啲神嘅仆人。
For those of us who have been learning to do that, you know it's something not easy to learn.
假如你都系学紧咁样做嘅时候咧，你会发觉呢样嘢咧唔容易学嘅。
But if you want to learn, and we must learn, let us follow the guidelines as given by our dear Lord Jesus.
但系如果你想学嘅话，其实我哋系必须学嘅。我哋就跟住主耶稣俾我哋嘅指引去做啦。
And after some time on another occasion, it would be good for us to share difficulties and share experiences with one another.
如果有一个场合，以后有一个场合，俾我哋可以去互相分享一下祈祷嘅心得收获，咁会系好好啊。
Let me conclude.
咁让我咧现在总结啊。
The key, the root system of the Christian life is about coming before God and beholding God's beauty.
咁基督教嘅生活嘅根部咧，嘅根部咧，系在于来到神的面前认识神的美丽。
But before we can behold God's beauty in prayer, we must first and foremost learn to pray as the Lord Jesus taught us how to pray.
但在我们能够认识见到神的美丽之前呢，我们必须要向主耶稣学习祂给我们的一些指引。
Call on the name of Yahweh like knocking on his door.
呼唤耶和华的名字就等相等于咧敲紧神嘅门。
Ask him，
祈求求啦。
Please don't turn me away，
向天父去乞求，唔好撇下我啊。
Seek it，
去寻找啦。
Namely seek his face，
即系话去寻找佢嘅面。
Keep on knocking，
继续去敲门啦。
Now this is the only way to be victorious。
这个是唯一一个方法我们可以得胜。
This is the only way to be effective.
我们唯有这样才可以是有效的。
This is the only way to be adequate as believers, children of God.
唯有这样我们才可以升任作为一个神的仆人或者是一个神的儿女。
And for this very reason, Sunday worship and daily prayer for us is the most important part of our life in Turkey.
因为这个正因为这个原因，所以每天的祈祷敬拜是我们两人的生活的核心。
And it should be the same for you.
对你来讲都应该是一样的。
So, thanks be to God. He always leads us in triumph in Christ. And let us experience victory in Him.
好感谢神啦！喺基督里面，神时时都带领我哋得胜，咁都好盼望我哋过一个得胜嘅生活。
When we learn to pray in this way，
就系当我哋咁样去学祈祷嘅时候，就会得胜。
So let us pray。
所以我哋系要祷告。
Continue to pray for us. Thank you。
请大家继续为我哋祷告。
I'd like to apologize for going over time by many minutes.
咁我想大家道歉，因为我超时咗。
So, let us close in a prayer.
咁啊，俾我哋一齐做一个结束祈祷。
O Yahweh, our dear Heavenly Father.
Yahweh, 我哋亲爱嘅天父。
Thank you for fellowship in yourself.
多谢我哋能够喺你里面有团契。
But all the more, thank you for the precious teaching of the day.
亦更多谢你嘅，就系今日你赐俾我哋嘅教导。
You have asked us to seek your face.
你教我哋要去寻求你嘅面。
Please teach us to practice it.From day to day.
求你教我们，使我们能够每天，每天这样去实践。
And when we call on your sacred name,
当我们呼唤你至圣的名字的时候，
knocking on your door,
敲你的门的时候，
please open to us,
求你开门，
and give us the Holy Spirit,
还有赐给我们圣灵，
and satisfy us with your beauty,
用你嘅美丽嚟到满足我哋
，so that we can live effectively for your name。
好让我哋能够为到你嘅名，能够过一个得胜升任嘅生活。
Thank you. Amen.
多谢你，阿门。